Somebody shake that good testify. Aren't you glad he saved?
Amen.
Amen. Aren't you glad you saved?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Thank God y'all are me. Amen. Amen. Ain't the God he saved. I don't even know if he is.
Amen.
I'm glad I'm living. Thank God I'm breathing. Amen. I ain't in the hole yet. Amen. Ain't put me down the grave yet. Thank God. Anything above the grave's a benefit. You better thank God you got it. Amen. I'm glad I like life. Amen. I'm 62 years old. Praise God. I like living. Amen. Yeah. I'm glad I do. I told the Lord I like living. Amen. Yeah. But thank God one day it's going to happen, brother. This old that body's going to lay down. Yeah. Amen. I'm still living, thank God, in Christ. Amen. Yeah. I'm eternally secure, saved by the grace of God. Amen. Bless the Lord for the good testifying. I'm glad, thank God, it perseveres in you, brother. Amen. God done it. He done it in the brother. Amen. He done it in us. It ain't dead, friend. Thank God it's living. It's just as much alive. Amen. I was born November 25th, 1959, but I'm as alive now as I was then. Amen. Even more. I know more about it. Amen. I don't even remember the first birth. Amen. You don't neither. You don't remember when, thank God, you was born in this world. You just know you were. Amen. Thank God he said it right. The witness is the testimony of the saint. He said, ye shall be witness. Witness is somebody gets on the stand and tells what they know. That's right. And seen. He said, we can't but preach that what we've seen and heard. Amen. Thank God. I can't tell you nothing I don't know unless God gives it to me. Bless his name. Ephesians 4 this morning. If you look with me there, I'll say a few things. I might try to help you. Amen. Edify you a little bit. Ephesians chapter 4, Brother Keith taught on Ephesians 1. And Ephesians 4, Paul's writing to the Ephesians here. And you know, I'll say this morning. Thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We wouldn't have a life without him. We won't have a knowledge of it unless the Holy Spirit give it to us. And you know, there's no other way, brethren. Listen, thank God Jesus Christ is the answer. That's what they say on the bumper stickers and everything else. Amen. He is the answer. Amen. To your question. That's right. He is. Praise God. In verse 1, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you're called, with all lowliness and meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit, the bond of peace. There is one body and one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. He said, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. And I want to say this morning. My heart this morning, there's a dwelling spirit of God. I'm thankful for that. I'm glad the Holy Ghost lives in me. But I'm telling you this, you can't see him. You can't see him in me. You cannot look into the inward man this morning. You cannot take a look into what's inside me, but you can see what's on the outside of me. And I thought about this. The outward life is before man. In fact, he said, let your light so shine before men. It wasn't that he needed to see it. He knows what's in you. Ain't God, they need to see it. It's to glorify the Father. It's to glorify God. And that's what it is. Think about that. Everything Jesus or the instruction Paul gave to the man that was saved to live an outward life, it wasn't that he would give you that he might see it. He give you that they might see it. And that's what he did. Thank God, he knows what's in us, Brother Danny. The inward man renewed day by day. The outward man perished. Amen. And it does matter, amen, on how we do on the outside before mankind. I preached on Romans 14 on Wednesday night, and I was talking about what they was having struggles with as far as meat and no meat and all these kind of things. But really, that was an outward testimony, amen, before men, because it become a stumbling block. Thank God to them that my friend was thinking that it was not right to eat it, and some thought it was all right. But the whole thing is, it's an outward testimony before men. But Paul here is a prisoner. He was a prisoner in two ways. He is a prisoner of the Lord. Amen. That meant he was a servant. He was a slave. He was a prisoner. Amen. And I can say this, locked up to the will of God for his life, and that's all he did. did. He done the will of God. Amen. He knew he wasn't born just to do what he wanted to do. He was born. Thank God he said he was separated from his mother's womb to preach the gospel. Amen. That's a whole long time before he knew it. He was separated unto the gospel. But I'll tell you this morning. Thank God he done the will of God. That's what he did. Wasn't born just to do what he wanted to do. Amen. But he was also a prisoner, and a literal prisoner. Amen. In the jail. And Paul wrote from the jail. Amen. Spoke from the jail. And we know in this writings that a lot of them, I don't know how many, was written from prison. But he said, I'm a prisoner of the Lord. Beseech you that you walk worthy. And that walk against an outward conversation before mankind. That we walk worthy. Notice that of the vocation or the calling. That's what that means. We've been called to this. This work of God. This outward walk. That we're to walk in the light as he is in the light. And we're to walk in love as he is love. And we walk in these ways. It's a walk. It's a conversation. It's a manifestation of what's inside of us, living outside of us. That we can't be something we're not. We are what we are by the grace of God, Paul said. And without the grace of God, you ain't nothing. Amen. And I know I'm not nothing apart from the grace of God. Grace is the favor of God on lost humanity. That gave us saving faith to believe in him. And then he gives us grace to live by. Amen. Thank God, that's right. And brethren, listen, if he ever, let's back a little bit, you'll really see this, how bad you still are in the flesh. You'll see how bad you are in your old nature because your old nature hadn't changed. Amen. This still in you. But you have a new nature, thank God, that's given by grace. And Paul knew that. He knew the vocation or the calling of God. Amen. If he was going to walk in this thing, it was going to be by the grace of God. And that's why he said to them, I am what I am by the grace of God. I cannot boast in nothing of my sort. I can never say anything. He said, if I could, it had been when I was under the law. I much the more could have boasted, but it was all dung. It never did profit nothing. It brought condemnation. Amen. Really, because of my religious life, and I was blameless according to the law, what he seen before him. But brethren, when he saw the Lord Jesus, he said, I was found in him and his righteousness because of faith that that I had, thank God, toward hearing him. Amen. And coming to the place that I seen, thank God, him and believed in him that he was the only way. Amen. And it is a one God. It is a one Lord. Amen. It is a one faith. And that's what he's testifying here to them. We're to walk worthy. Notice verse 2. With all lowliness and meekness. Amen. Lowliness means we have a humility of mind. That we don't think of ourselves above somebody else. Our mind is set to the fact that we're meek and lowly. Amen. Did he not come meek and lowly? I mean, the God of heaven that was clothed in flesh, that had to be a lowliness that he took on, actually be identified with human flesh. Amen. Because he became flesh. Even though he was God, he became flesh. That had to be a lowliness. Thank God, a humbleness, a meekness. Amen. Listen, he came to this world, friend, and lived. Amen. Amongst sinful people. You think about this here. I mean, just think about this. I don't know how to express this. As far as what I see in this thing is, if you can identify with this, that you could take whoever it is, amen, the best man, amen, in the world, or the best person in the world as far as man's credentials, and take the lowest man in the world, amen, and then live his life amongst him. Amen. It might be a man that's stooped low in sin, a man that's in complete sin, living in sin to its fullest, but take a man that's morally good, I'm talking about naturally now, and actually go live with a man that's so morally, immorally sinful. Amen. It'd be hard for that man to do that. Amen. Listen, but how much more the Son of God, the living God, come down to a sinful world. He's without sin. He's holy. He's righteous. Amen. Listen, thank God, amen, to live amongst somebody like me, to care for me, to love me the way way does. Amen. Thank God. Amen. To eat with me. Thank God to come with me. Amen. Thank God to touch me. Amen. To come where I'm at to save me. Amen. Listen, what a humble God. Amen. To humble himself, Brother Todd. Thank God to come to us. Amen. Listen, brother, that's something. And he said that we ought to lower ourselves. Amen. Thank God like he did. Thank God before mankind. Amen. That we might love them like he loved them. Amen. God bless them. Amen. And I won't tell you this morning. This is a God's truth. You can't have God and not have love. God is love. That's right. You can't. He's love. God is love. Listen to this. He said, all lowness and meekness and long suffering. Amen. That means that he suffered long, or we suffer long. Amen. And how long, preacher? As long as we ought to. Amen. Thank God. Peter said, how many times shall we forgive? 70. Jesus said, no, 70 times 7. Amen. 490, which just basically is teaching the truth that you do it unlimited. Amen. Because I, listen, because I got unlimited forgiveness for you. Oh, yes. Thank God. That ought to make a man shout. Amen. If he ever sees how short he falls and what he's done, it'll make a man rejoice in the fact that God's unlimited in forgiveness. That Brother Todd, you could get up in the morning, amen, if something go wrong and you get aggravated in your spirit, and you go to your prayer room and say, Lord, I'm sorry, and forgive me of it, and he says, I'll forgive it, I'll cleanse it, I'll restore you in your spirit. Amen. 2 hours later, amen, you get in your car and get on the road, somebody aggravates you, amen, you get mad again, amen, and then all of a sudden I'm preaching about myself too, amen. And listen, ain't God, bow your head and say, Lord, I need some forgiveness. And he said, I'll do it, amen. Ain't God, how many times in the day, brethren, amen, do we really need the forgiveness of God to stay in contact and fellowship? And brethren, listen, he said, we need to walk in long suffering. He's a long suffering God to us. He hadn't put us in the grave yet. He could have had me, amen. Ain't God, there is a sin and a death, understand that, but brethren, he puts up with me, if I can say that. In fact, that we're forbearing one another in love, and so we forbear, amen, we persevere with one another, we love, we put up with, amen. Listen, thank God, friend, I tell you, one, somebody loves you, if somebody, thank God, will forbear with you, amen. That's right. Notice what he said here, endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit. Endeavoring, the word endeavor means you got to make some effort to it. I mean, you got to put something to it, Brother Keith. You got to have effort. If you endeavor, you're putting some effort to it. You're stretching yourself in this thing, and you're endeavoring, amen. No matter what somebody does to you, amen, you try to endeavor. You try to make some effort, amen. Listen, I'm glad God does, brother, and I'm glad he don't have to make effort. He is God, but I'm glad his mindset is that I'll go, thank God, and help that brother. Amen. Listen, when the prodigal come home, his daddy, amen, loved him, and he didn't call no sin to his attention. Amen. He didn't say one thing. Look, you took my money and blowed it out there in the far country. You live with harlots out there. No doubt you drank and everything else. Amen. You come ragged, been down at the hog pen. Amen. He didn't say none of that to him. He fell on his neck and kissed him and hugged him and loved him. Amen. And brought, thank God, had the kindness of love toward him. And he, thank God, it. Listen, you know what you got to have? Listen, thank God, you got to have a long-term memory. Thank God, in the thanksgiving of God. And a short-term memory on what somebody's done against you, amen. That's right, isn't it, amen. Ain't God said, they always said, if you play Major League Baseball, they said that you better have a short memory or you'll not ever make it, because you got to strike out more than you hit a home run, amen. But listen, ain't God, we need some short terms, amen, on what people's done to us, because the grudging has things set up in a man's heart, amen, that he can't get rid of if he'll hold on to it a long time, amen. And the best thing to do is just confess it, amen, and get it out, thank God, before God, amen, because that's where it's at. If you ever learn these things, thank God it'll help you, amen, to keep your account short, thank God, toward God, amen. Let not the sun go down on your wrath, amen. Do what you ought to do while you can do it, and let God help you, amen. Sometimes you verbally got to do this. Say you're battling something or battling with something in you. Verbally, you got to, I think this is right. This is Joel talking. I think you got to go somewhere, just you and God, whether it's on your knees or standing on your feet and say, Lord, now I know you know about this. And I've been battling this, and this is in me, and I got to get it out. And just verbally speak it out to God. I've known people that have things for years. I mean, years bottled up within them. Even things that we know people did against us maybe 30 years ago, and somebody still got that alt in their heart toward it. If that person is available, then you need to call them and say, look, I just want to get this out. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what I did. Now listen, some people might not have to do that. God might not even put that on them. But I'm telling you this, it'll get it off you. It ain't what they say. Most of the time they're going to say, well, I don't even remember it. It don't matter whether or not. It's getting it off you. Amen. It's getting out. Listen, there's so much baggage that people carry because they don't endeavor. Amen. They don't make no effort. Amen. That don't mean that you're going to get along as you like to sometimes with folks. But it does mean this, that your heart's clear. Amen. And you're not trying to sow strife and discord. The devil's a separator. I'm just saying he's a separator. The devil wants to separate. Amen. That's what he's up to, friend. He's separates. Amen. God unifies. Amen. Hey, God, that's the way it is. And he'll separate. Brethren, listen. He wants to separate a church body. He wants to separate a marriage. He wants to separate sheep. He wants to separate friends. Amen. And listen, there's a wise way to handle things. He said that he that hath the matter wisely, amen, is a good thing, friend. Amen. Listen. Thank God, you got to endeavor. Paul said, if the church is going to have the what it ought to have, thank God, there's got to be a oneness, and you got to endeavor to keep it. Amen. You can't be a baby about everything. I mean, God have mercy. I ain't out to give out bottles. Amen. Endeavor to keep the unity of the spirit and the bond of peace. Bond means it's bonded. It's like everything's together. It's just packed together right there, Brother Keith. You know what I'm saying? It's bonded together. I want to get back on that, what I got on Wednesday night. Son, that thing's got on me. He said the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. In other words, listen, he's talking to them people about meat and drink in that chapter and days and other things. And he, listen, this is what he said. It ain't about that. It ain't whether you eat it or you don't eat it. It ain't about that. The kingdom of God, not about that. It ain't about meat or drink. Amen. It ain't about whether I wear a tie or not. It ain't about these things. It's not what it's about. It ain't about what color shirt I got on. Amen. It ain't about that. It ain't about, my friend, I ain't got all these things we see. It's about righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. If you ever get a hold of that, you'll not be caught on all these externals. Amen. That the kingdom of God is not about. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Verse 4, there's one body. That's the church, one body. He said it this morning. The body is the church. It's the church. Amen. Listen, I must say something to you now. The body is the church. If you're a hand in the body, then you need to be available. You be a hand. If you're a foot, you need to be a foot. That's what he made you. He said every part of the body in it severally as he wills. He made you what he wanted you in the body. Why should I look to you if I'm a hand and you're a foot and say, why aren't you doing what I'm doing? You say, well, I'm a foot, you're a hand. I can't shake somebody's hand with my foot. Ain't that right? That's right. They're all necessary. Every part of the body is necessary. The eye, the ear, everything's necessary.
Amen.
Well, why don't you want to be part of it? There ain't no part-time Christians.
Yes, sir.
Looky here, there's one body and one spirit. That's the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Even as you're called in one hope of your calling, there's a hope. What's the hope? The expectation we have that we'll be glorified in the one body completely in Him. We'll be made like Him when we see Him as He is. That's the hope we have. Ain't nobody gonna be perfect till you made perfect. And if you ever get a hold of that, you will not judge other people. In fact, this boy here is pretty smart. You make all A's in school, A's and B's. What'd you make? All A's. I thought you did. But he's still maturing. I mean, I wouldn't even put myself in this, but I wouldn't put you in an 18-wheel truck. I want you to go out there and drive that today. I know my wife would pass out if she saw me get in the driver's seat. And I'm telling you, that sign I got on the back of my car, student driver, that man right there is guilty of it. Amen. I told my wife, I said that we was going to the mountains, and my boy got behind me. He said, "Hey, that was your car." He passed me. He said, "My kids, Cole said, that's Papa." And he said, "No, that's a student driver." I laughed. I got so tickled. I said, "That's me." And I'm keeping it on there that I passed. There's maturity in the Christian life. You got to mature. There's a mature level. Amen. That's what we're pressing toward, a perfect man. That's why Paul was aggravated with the Corinthians. He had to give them a bottle because they was arguing who their preacher was and personalities and everything else. And he said, "You walk as men. You're on milk. You're not on meat." That's why people are so blowed up. Listen, I thought about Brother Shake up here, and God opened the door to him, the pastor. And I mean, Brother Chris is up there, pastor, and Brother Hobson's out, and ain't God preaching. And you know what the devil tell me? He said, "I'm going to tell you, ain't nobody going to go out from your church doing it the way you preach and what everybody hears what you believe. But brother, it ain't based on me. It's based on Him. It ain't based on me. It's based on Him." Amen. I ain't compromising the truth for nobody. I'm going to preach what I believe. Amen. Vote me in or vote me out, it don't matter to me. Ain't God, brother, I'm telling you this. What it says is what it says. And we might as well stay with it and go with it. Ain't God, because there's one body and one calling, and we're to walk in it and look for it, amen. I'm going to finish up here. Look at this verse here, verse 5. I want to get on that one. One Lord.
Yes, sir. One Lord.
One Lord. Lord means master, supreme in authority. That's what it means. One Lord. One way to the Father. One Lord and Savior.
Yes,
sir. One that shed His blood for a remission of sin. One that bodily resurrected by His own self. One. He resurrected. He got Lazarus out of the grave, but he died again. He got that young boy out of the coffin. Thank God they didn't turn his name. But he died again. Jesus ain't never died again. He ain't going to. He died once to satisfy, thank God, the Father, and thank God do what it took to save us. And He ain't going to die again. There's one Lord. There's one risen Lord.
Right. Oh, yeah.
The rest of them religions ain't nothing but religions. That's all they are. That's it. Get what I'm about to tell you. I believe the Holy Spirit and grace produces fruit. Me and Brother John was talking about this last night, and I don't understand all this. He said, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, some 100-fold. And I said, what would you say the consideration of that is, of why some are 30 and some 60 and some 100?
How mature you are.
Well, that's a part of it. He said, I like what he said. He said, well, it's the atmosphere you put yourself in too, because the atmosphere has a lot to do with what kind of fruit's going to be brought on the vine. The ground, really, the ground is the whole thing, the soil, the seed, the soil.
comes up. And two, how you work it. How you deal with it. How you work it. How you prune it when it needs pruning. All that works in a man's life to bring forth more fruit. So there's one Lord, and the Lord produces fruit in you. Listen, there's nothing that Jesus put his hand to that it didn't produce. When he gave him men gifts or talents to go out, what did he say about that man that hid his talent? He said, "You didn't bring me back usury. You didn't add nothing to what I give you." You don't want to tell you, brother, I ain't just saying this. I'm just saying this for the glory of God. There's a lot of people in this church body that's got a lot of biblical knowledge. Or can I say biblical understanding? That's fruit. That's fruit. That's fruit. It's like I told Brother Milby one time. I went and preached for him, and I preached. It was all right. And I said, "You know, it's kind of hard to come in here and preach." He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "For a rookie to come in, hit a single, and Babe Ruth's been in home runs. People paid tickets to go see Babe Ruth hit home runs." But after a while, that rookie gets up a little bit.
Oh, yes, he does.
He keeps playing. He keeps maturing. He keeps it going. Amen. And Babe Ruth retires, so there's somebody else coming and swinging the bat that people's coming to hear. Amen. Or watch. And it's just the same thing in your family or in your life. That when you grow in the grace of God and you mature, as you said a while ago, and brother, you're pressing toward perfection, and God's helping you and blessing you. Amen. That's just the way it is, Brother Danny. Amen. It's one Lord. Amen. And he produces something in us. He makes his life manifest through us. And that's what it is. It might not. Listen, I wish I could tell you that 24 hours a day, and I know I sleep 7 or 8 of them, but listen, thank God I'm maturing or I'm producing. But brethren, I'm telling you, what's been planted in me will produce. And it might be, Brother Keith, that it might bring production. Amen. When I'm least and expecting it and see the increase. Amen. And God brings forth that. There's one Lord and he works in his people. Notice this. I'm ahead of myself. One faith. That's saving faith. That's the faith he gives. That's the only thing God accepts is what by faith come by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. And the faith was imparted to us to believe in Christ. And that faith increases. He said, "Increase our faith." Amen. And faith come by hearing. And faith also. Thank God comes. Thank God when you actually, amen, put to test something God said.
Yes.
Do you know that we would never have some things if men hadn't explored and put to test some things? And why did he say prove all things? He said prove all things. That's what he said. That means that I'm going to put to test. Remember that? I told you about that Bible that fella had. Thank God in the service, and his mother had sent it to him. And he called, and beside these verses, it had TP on it. Beside some verses in her Bible, it had TP. And he was looking at it, and he called her one day, and he said, "Mama, what's that TP meaning in your Bible?" And she said, "Test and proven. Tested and proven, Brother Todd. Tested and proven." And you'll never know what it is unless you put some things to the test. You're going to have to step out of the boat, as I preached last Sunday morning. And brethren, it's one faith and then one baptism. And I'm going to tell you this. You can preach it either way you want to. It all leads to Christ. If it's a spirit baptism, it's a spirit baptism into the body. That spirit testifies of Christ. The spirit come to speak of Christ. And also a water baptism. Amen. It's speaking of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. It's speaking of that. It's speaking of walking newness of life. Amen. That's just the way it is. It's identifying yourself with him and his church. And when a man's, amen, went under, amen, and brought up, thank God, it's all a testimony. Praise God. Amen. Of what Jesus did on the cross, amen. That's why his baptism testified. When Jesus was baptized, he testified, "Thank God that I'm going to die and I'm going to live." Amen.
Yes, yes, yes.
Listen to this. I'm about through. One God and Father of all. Get that. Father, he's the Father of his children.
Yes.
I got one Father in this world. If I want to use that word, Father, it's back there on the back row. That's right. Yeah, that's what he's saying. I think he's talking about the Pharisees here about what they're calling Father. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Heard a Bible up in the choir today. Amen. Singing from the Bible. Amen. Thank God for the word. Amen. He's the father of them that's been born again. He's not the father of all men. He's the creator of all men. But he's not the father of all men. He's the creator of all men. But the father is them that's been born into his family. Amen. Listen to this here. This is a good verse. Who is above all. That's right there. He's above all. In fact, can I look at what he says? I'll read the rest. And through all, in you all. He's above all, Brother Todd. He's in his people and he's through his people. Listen to that. He's in and through. He's in and through. He says, my life is manifest. That's Christ. Thank God, Christ. Amen. And my Father are one. I'm in them and I'm through them. That's what he works. That's how he works, Brother Keith. Thank God, that's how New Testament Christianity is. It's not a written law. Thank God, it's a living Lord. Thank God, it's Christ in you, and through you. And that's exactly how it works. Amen. Listen. Every bit of your path in life is because he made it that way. I said this, and I said this, I don't know if I said it here, but I'll say this. We blame the devil for a lot of things. Brother, there ain't nothing happens in your life that the Father hadn't allowed and set up for his glory and your good and his purpose. And I know that's hard to swallow sometimes, but buddy, I'm going to tell you, that's the only peace you'll have when you lay down your head on the pillow at night. You'll not figure it out, Brother Joe, and I'll not figure it out. I'll not sit there and figure out, why did this happen to me? Amen. Brother Robert sitting at home this morning, a dear brother in the Lord. Amen. I ain't seen him in 3 weeks on Sunday. I missed and preached one Sunday. Amen. He ain't got to come the last two Sundays. And this is what he said. God's got to have a purpose in this. I said, you got that right. That's the only way you can make it. I mean, you got these sickness coming 1 week, and then sickness come another week, and sickness come another week, and some of you's been through it, and we all had some kind of old, ain't got any physical afflictions down through the road, and amen, we look at, sometimes I used to think, oh, we broke down, amen. I mean, I just look at the church, and I said, God have mercy. I mean, here's a preacher up here with heart disease, and everybody else, thank God's got back troubles, and amen, and thank God neck troubles, amen, and all these other things are going on with them, amen. I thought, unto God, but listen, that's who God uses. Amen. He ain't looking for no, he can't, there's no perfect body. He's the perfect body's his church because of him. Amen. It's not us. This is a physical body. It's decaying every day. And that's why, listen, he gets glory out of working through this body. This body's a temple of the Holy Ghost. And he gets glory out of working through this body, Brother Danny. Amen. I know you're going through affliction, but that affliction, thank God, amen, is going to make you stronger and use you more. Thank God, Brother Shank, all them surgeries you had. Amen. Listen, I said, I believe this. I believe what you've gone through, amen's humbled him and brought sincerity more and more in him, thank God, to make him more powerful, thank God, when he delivers the word of God, amen. You know what God does? He has to get us out of the way before he'll ever work through us. If he has to do it through heart surgery, if he has to do it for me falling, whatever it takes, thank God, he can get me out of the way. Right. You see people go through all kind of things. All that is the hand of God allowing the devil. What Paul say, Satan, he sent a messenger of Satan to buffet me. That word buffet means rap. It means to hit you. And it ain't only physical. There's mental stress. There's physical stress, mental stress. Somebody say something to you and injure you on the inside. Now I'm going to say this. I know that God ain't in that injuring business of hurting anybody on the inward man. But I'm saying this, Brother Joe. He's allowed it for some purpose. So I've talked to God about that. I said, Lord, that's the worst part of being hurt. Is being hurt inwardly. By the words of somebody else. By the anger of somebody else. By the poison that comes across through their lips, it's poison the inward man. And what that does is it causes me to be kindly cautious It causes me to pull back a little bit. It causes me to use more wisdom because I don't want to get involved in word battles. Because what that does, that injures a man. And what it does, it can help me in the long run and make me stronger to depend on him and know everything about him is good and everything about me is not. He give us all a measure of grace in Christ. That word measure means he give us a level or amount of grace. He'll not listen. We've talked about this many a time. When Daniel left us, and how that God gave you grace.
Yes, sir.
How that God gave the whole family grace. How that God poured out his grace and said, I'm going to give what they need in within them, the grace they need. That's right. That's what it is. It is a level. And he knows how much you need now.
Right. Sure he does.
He knows how much you're going to need tomorrow.
Yes, he does.
He knows what you're going to face tomorrow, Miss Jennifer. Tomorrow's first day of school. So he's going to give you grace. He's going to give you grace, Brother Todd. That's just the way God works. He works in us and through us, and he gives us grace to fulfill that. That's the whole thing. I can't do it. I tell God that. I can't do it.
You can't.
And he said, I'm going to give you grace to do it. That means I'm going to give you the strength to do it. You don't have it till you got it.
Amen.
You don't have it till you need it.
That's
just the way it works. You don't have it. I don't have it till I need it. That's when he gives it. If I look at it with the natural eye, I can't go on. But with the God of heaven, he gives me grace and said, yes, you are going to go on. Amen. Because when you're weak, that's when I'm strong. That's the blessing of God. Thank God for it, brother. Listen, that's why we ought to pray one for another. Ask God to help us. Well, thank you for hearing me this morning. That's all kind of on my heart, preaching on that about the church and the body right there. That's good text right there. Well, let's stand this morning. Thank you for being here. Remember meeting tonight at 6. I need you here. I really do. I'd really like to meet with all the adult people this afternoon at 5:30 that went to camp last year. 5:30, all the adults that can meet. That can meet at 5:30. I just want to talk about camp next year to you right quick. I know it's a year off, but it'll be here before you know it. And I just want to go over a few things. It won't take 10 minutes. But if you could be here at 5:30 and just meet back in Miss Jennifer's Sunday school room, we'll just go over a few things. I want to make sure everything's on kindly online before we just confirm things about the dates and things such as that. Brother Danny, pray for us this morning.